Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Yudalad Shabbos 14. Back in our Mishnah on Yogimel on our Amabez, our Mishnah discussed that there were certain halachos that were said in the attic in Hananya ben Chizkia ben Garon, and the rabbis went up to visit him, and when they went up there, they counted, and the students of Beis Shammai, the Academy of Beis Shammai was greater in number than Beis Hillel, and so therefore there were 18 decrees, Shmona Asar Davar Gazru, there were 18 decrees that they decreed that day that came from the Academy of Beis Shammai over the Academy of Beis Hillel. Then on our Daf Yomi on Amud Aleph on 14a, it lists these 18 things. And in that context, one of the things that is listed is the decree that one hands need to be washed. And if the hands were not washed, then if they touched Truma, this sacred food which is given to the Kohen, that it would make them Tamei. So they will make the Truma Tamei. So the Gemara asked the question on Yudalan Amabez, V'yodayim Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel Gazer, are the hands that were unwashed, that they are disqualifying the Truma, was that really a decree of Shammai and of the students of Shammai and Hillel? Why we know that Shammai V'Hillel Gazer, we know that this was actually a decree not of the students of Shammai and Hillel, but actually of Shammai and Hillel. Titania, because we learned in a Braisa, Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda, V'Yosi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim, Gazru Tuma al Eretz Ha'amim. We know that Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda, Yosi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim, they made a decree on the lands of the nations, that all the lands outside the land of Israel are considered to be Tameh, because there's a doubt whether maybe that there are graves there. And that also, in addition to this, they made a decree, Al Kli Zechuchas, they made another rabbinic decree that glass utensils are capable of contracting Tumah, ritual impurity, even though this doesn't list it in the Torah. Nevertheless, rabbinically, they became Tamei. And then a third decree that was made was Shimon ben Chetach Tikin Ksuvo Ishta. Shimon ben Chetach instituted that a husband has to write for his wife a ketubah, which basically puts a lien on all his possessions until such time as he would divorce or his wife, or if he would die, that this is the primary lien on all his possessions. And fourth thing also, v'gazer tuma al kli matachos, and Shimon Chetach made a decree also that metal utensils can become tamei. And then we state Shammai v'Hillel Gazru Tuma al Yadayim. It says explicitly that Shammai and Hillel decreed that there would become Tuma on the hands as well, that if they weren't washed, they disqualify the Truma. So we see from this brisa that Shammai and Hillel themselves are the ones who made the decree, and not the academy or the students of Shammai and Hillel. And so the Gemara now suggests why we can't list possible answers to this contradiction. And if you want to say the 18 things that were decreed in the attic that our Mishnah was referring to was not really Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, is rather Shammai and his students and Hillel and his students, it can't be that that's the case, because we know, says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Shmona Asar Davar Gazru Uba Shmona Asar Nechaku. That day in the attic, they agreed on 18 things and they argued about 18 things. And so rather, the Hillel of Shammai lo Nechaku el b'shloshim makomos. And we know that Hillel and Shammai themselves only argued in 3 places, while their academies argued that day in 18 places each way, so in a total of 36 places. But Hillel and Shammai themselves only argued in 3 places, as this follows the position of Rav Huna and says, "Peshlosha makomos nechaku," that in 3 places they argued v'sulo, and so therefore we see from here that Shammai and Hillel, if they had been part of this 18 decrees, then there would have been more. So really, this contradicts, because we say Shammai and Hillel were the ones who made the decree on the hands, but according to our Mishnah, in the attic, it was a decree of Beis Shammai that there's a decree upon the hands that they disqualify the Truma. And the Gemara says, V'chitema asa inhu v'gazer witlos. And if you want to say, maybe Shammai and Hillel's initial decree was that they take the Truma that one touches with their hands and they just suspend it, but they don't destroy it. V'asu talmidayu v'gazer witlos. And then the students of Shammai and Hillel came and they decreed that it needs to be burnt, that they went even stricter. It can't be. Va'amar Ilfa Yadayim Tchilos K'zeiras and L'Sreifa. Ilfa taught explicitly that the beginning of their decree was to burn the truma. So it's explicit from the very beginning that the initial decree was that the truma is completely disqualified and burnt. Ela, so must be, says the Gemara, Asa Inu V'lo Kibul Minayu. It must be that when Shammai and Hillel made the decree, it wasn't accepted. But then Shammai's students came, and they made the decree, and it was accepted. It can't be, says the Gemara. Vakati Shlomo Gazar. Shlomo is the one who made the decree on hands. How do we know that? Says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. B'shah Shatike and Shlomo Erevin. Shlomo instituted the idea that one is not allowed to take something out on Shabbos from one domain to another, even if they're both private domains, unless they make it what we call an Eruv. And also Netilas Yadayim. Shlomo is the one who instituted the washing of the hands and before touching the truma. And Yatzabas, presumably before touching the truma. Yatzabas kol v'amra, when Shlomo instituted these things, the heavenly voice came out and said, B'ni im chacham li becha. The bat kol came out and said, Yismachli bi gamani. If you're wise, I'll be also smart. Chacham b'ni v'samachli bi. You're wise, my son, and my heart rejoices. V'ashiva chorfi dovar. And those who are disparaging you, I'm going to rebuke. So we see that Shlomo is the one who instituted in Tilas Yadayim. So the Gemara answers, Asa Shlomo gazar kachim v'asa inu gazar afu truma. Shlomo's decree was only on kachim, on the sacred food for the temple, but they made the decree even on truma. And this is based upon a baskol. A baskol is a heavenly voice that's not on the level of prophecy. It's a level or two lower than a level of prophecy. And that was what the heavenly voice declared. And that's the progression of Jewish law.